Ben Chandler, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure to be with you.
So tell us a little bit about the most critical findings from the Kentucky Health Issues Poll.
The main thing that we found is that people who lack health coverage, and we've known this actually for a while, so it's not a big surprise, but when they lack health coverage, any kind of insurance or other type of coverage, they have worse health. And that's a problem, particularly in a time when we're dealing with this coronavirus and the COVID-19 problem. It makes people have more comorbidities like obesity, diabetes, lung disease, all those kinds of things. And consequently, everybody is more vulnerable to the virus and much more vulnerable to having worse consequences.
What are some of the reasons that people today still don't have health insurance? What is blocking them from that access?
We have an odd system, and there isn't any other system in the world quite like it. So much of our health care is dependent upon employment. You get it through your job, and very few, if any, other countries have a health insurance system like that in the world. So when we have a problem like we do today, where you see millions and millions of people losing their jobs overnight in a crisis like this, they also run the risk of losing their insurance. And, of course, that makes them, again, more vulnerable to having worse health outcomes, ultimately. And it ends up, frankly, costing all of the taxpayers and all of society a whole lot more money, because people who are not covered present at the hospital either in a more acute state or with chronic diseases, which cost a whole lot more money to treat at that stage.
Those are some of the impacts of delaying care, but I think the poll also found that people skip prescriptions or try to stretch them out to make them last longer.
Well, it's the same kind of thing, and we've got a general problem throughout the society of high drug costs. High drug costs have been a problem for years here in this country. Americans pay the largest share of drug costs for really the rest of the world, and in comparison to people who live in other countries, because our government simply refuses to crack down on the drug companies and bring the prices down. You see horror stories about it all the time. But because of these high prices, some people just simply can't afford it. It may be because their copays are too high. It may be because the particular medications are simply not covered by their insurance. It's a very difficult problem for lots of people throughout our society, and the poll shows that there is a significant number of folks who go without their medication, and again, it leads to poorer health.
If you're just tuning in, I'm joined by phone with Ben Chandler, President and CEO of the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky. This poll was taken before COVID-19. How has the pandemic change things, or how do you expect that it will?
Well, we're concerned that the pandemic will change things, again, largely because so many people have lost their jobs. We've got an unemployment rate, which it looks like may be north of 20%, at least in the short term, and we don't know how that's going to shake out. We don't know how many people have lost their insurance as a result. We don't know how many people are going to be able to go back to the jobs that they had before or where they're going to get coverage in the future. There could be significant gaps, but the main thing it points out is how strange and really sort of nonsensical it is that our health insurance is tied to our employment. It really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. We'd be so much better off as a society if everybody had health insurance, if the society gave everybody health insurance, at least at a basic level, so that they could get their needs met, their health needs met at an early stage, it would end up saving all of us an incredible amount of money.
The poll found that only 4 out of 10 Kentuckians would rate their health as excellent or very good, and that goes down, I believe, to 3 out of 10 when you factor in low income. What does this say about the quality of life for that other 6 or 7 out of 10 people?
Well, again, it tells us what we know, and that is that Kentucky in general, and the people who live in Kentucky in general, have a poor level of health. And this is different from health care, of course. I always say that people would much prefer to have health than health care, if that's at all possible.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we don't have healthy lifestyles here in Kentucky. We don't eat well. We have the largest or the highest smoking rate in the country here. We have the highest lung disease rate in the country. We have high rates of obesity, tremendously high rates of diabetes. All of these things cause people to not have good health. And when you don't have good health going in, it begins to be particularly noticeable when you have a crisis like the COVID-19 crisis, because all of these people, a much higher percentage of Kentucky's population, is vulnerable to a pandemic like this.
We've painted a pretty bleak picture over the past several minutes. What are some of the ways that this situation can be improved?
Well, I think one of the things that we've seen that's happened, which is a really real success story here in Kentucky, has been the expansion of Medicaid. And we need to expand it even further. Really, ideally, we would like to have everybody have coverage. And in Kentucky, we've been moving in that direction, which is a bit of very good news. A lot of other states have not seen that happen because their leadership, their governors, and so forth, did not agree to expand Medicaid. We in Kentucky did it, and we've seen our rate of coverage go up dramatically, and that's a very, very good thing, a very positive thing. And I think we've got an administration in Frankfort that wants to see more of that, and I'm very pleased that that's the case.
Ben Chandler, President and CEO of the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, thank you so much for giving us your time today.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you so much for covering these very important issues.